Good morning. How's everyone this morning? Welcome to our gathering as we are preparing ourselves in worship. It's a beautiful weekend. I don't know if you, like I'm not always pleased to see ice and snow, and especially when it detracts from our ability to get in and out on Sunday mornings, but nonetheless, it was beautiful to look out and see that snow and see the sunshine on it and the glittering, and it was a beautiful day. And I pulled up the drought monitor, and we are not in drought. Amen. So we are doing well. By way of announcements, are there any announcements for the good of the order that we? I was thinking I have a joke for you, but I have to refresh myself. Hang on. No, James Dixon was telling me, you know, they took on tenants. We talked about they took on tenants, he and Alice. And so it turns out that they have adopted a pet. It's a pet termite. And they nicknamed it Clint. Clint eats wood. Talk to James. This is actually, I think Alice is sitting. So thank you for those. We welcome all of you gathered here. We welcome those of you gathering us online. Mike pointed out that we are seeing a continual increase in the number of people viewing us online. We may be trending. How about that? So that's a wonderful thing. We'll just have to see where that takes us and what all that means. We're in a new era, without doubt. Are there other things? Pia is not here this morning. Announcements? Michael, I think Debbie Gunther has something that she'd like to share.
Thank you. Good morning. I just wanted to remind everybody that not this Tuesday, but the 25th is a crop fundraiser at Just Grill, and there should be flyers out in the narthex. There isn't. I'll bring more next week. So far for what crop gives Aurora Interfaith, so far we've gotten over $2,000 for last year, and that buys a lot of food for there. So thank you very much.
Amen. Thank you, Debbie, for heading that up, mission work. And we continue to do that. Debbie, is there a way for people that are watching us online to donate somehow? They can't very well probably go and dine at one of our dining locations, but
when I start talking about the fun or actual walk, I try to put it online, and you can donate online, and that's always in October.
Okay.
So that's the best way for anybody that's not in the area to donate.
Very good.
Okay? Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Any other announcements? Anything else for the good of the order? It's going to be a cold week this week, so bundle up, stay warm, think of your checking on your friends and neighbors, and make sure your critter friends are all taken care of. Anything else by way of announcements as we begin and gather this morning? If not, let's stand, wave hello to one another, and let's turn to our call to worship.
Very good. Okay. Let's help me all with this call to worship, which will be on the board there. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before the Lord with joyful songs. Come before the Lord with thankful hearts. The Lord is our keeper. Our help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. The Lord is our shade in the blinding sun. The Lord will keep us from all evil, and the Lord will keep our lives. Let's open to hymn number 131 in the hymnal, We Gather Together. Guess what I didn't bring up. And if you'll join me now, I will read Psalm 1 of the scripture. It is from, I found on page 463 in the Old Testament. It's the way of the righteous is the way it's called. Happy are those who do not follow the advice of the wicked or take the path that sinners tread, or sit in the seat of scoffers. But their delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law they meditate day and night. They are like leaves planted by streams of water, which yield their fruit in its season, and their leaves do not wither. In all that they do, they prosper. The wicked are not so, but are like chaff that the wind drives away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the ways of the wicked shall perish. The word of the Lord.
If you are not on our prayer list, you may not have heard all of, we have several prayers to add. First, though, the prayers on the back page are ongoing prayers. Do we have any updates on any of those? Are there any things that you can fill us in and be aware of? New updates, new information? There may be hope on the front for the cessation of hostilities in Russia, Ukraine. God grant that it be so, and God grant that there be justice in that cessation. By way of additional prayer concerns, we have a whole handful of those. Paula Freitag's friend, longtime friend, they grew up, went to grade school together. She was a neighbor, lived right down the street. Her name is Mary Lou. She has an adult son. He died of an overdose this past week. Crestfallen, just completely devastated, just completely destroyed. So prayers for Mary Lou and her son. I have a friend, his name is Mark. And I ran into him and I was smiling and he was not. And I said, how are you doing? And he told me that his brother, adult brother in his 30s, and he is a Gulf War vet. And he had a roommate who's a firefighter. And in the middle of the night, apparently one of them got up to go to the bathroom. The other mistook them for someone bad shot them. And then when they found out what they had done, they shot themselves. So a tragedy, young and just heartbroken. We received word that Ruth Hostetler passed. Debbie Gunther, do you have any more information on that? Ruth Hostetler passed on February 9th. Let's let her fill us in.
Sandy might be able to get you.
Oh, Sandy?
Okay. Oh, Sandy, you have the information. I thought it came from Debbie Gunther. Oh, that's right. You don't. Oh, you're a Luddite. Okay.
I had just gotten home from church Sunday, and it was Ruth's niece, Brenda, called. And she said she had just been at the nursing home where Ruth was, and she got to say goodbye and hug her, and she passed away right there while she was there. Then Brenda decided she didn't want to see them take Aunt Ruth out, so she went down the elevator and gave me a call and told me about it. And I haven't heard from her again, but I thought I'd call her when I get home from church.
Okay, thank you. I don't think we've seen Ruth since the COVID lockdown, and always a joyous spirit, a smile, and she always had a joke for me. And a hug, okay. I don't know that I got hugs from her, but she is with the saints, she's okay. We celebrate that. Nalu Kalamani injured his knee. He's now on crutches. I don't know more of the details on that. Pai is staying home to take care of him. So we are missing the two of them. For a UPS driver, that is not a good thing to be on crutches. So just a prayers for the Kalamani family. Other concerns in our midst. I don't want to leave anybody out. It's been a hard day on the planet. Others, Richard Schneer.
Yeah, I'd ask that you keep my wife Susan in your prayers. She had a bad fall a couple nights ago, and she hit the sharp corner of a coffee table and put about a 3-inch long gash in her scalp. So she's doing quite well. It's really not hurting her. So anyway, thank you.
Okay, thank you, thank you. Concern Ellen Smith, doctor, Michael.
I wanted to mention, I haven't heard much in here anyway about the bird flu. We have this horrible situation going on with our animals and also possible impact to people. So we need prayers in that area.
Okay, thank you. And be aware of that, yeah. Other concerns? We haven't had a coordinating council meeting in a long time, but if I might just gather us kind of as to make a vote here. It began snowing, and I thought it was just going to be some skirmishing, and then I went outside yesterday and saw that it was piling up, and I was stressing out immeasurably. And anyway, I thought, well, I'll get to church early. And last time that it did this, Melba and I were out. We were the ones out there doing some cleaning, and we had some fun, you know. And it wasn't so much that it wasn't overwhelming, but I got a text this morning from Richard Schneer, said that the walks had all been done and that he had gotten all that finished. And so I would entertain a motion that we double his salary. Thank you, Richard, as usual. None of this percentage stuff, huh? You know that we don't pay him. That's why that never. All right, never mind. Any other? All right. By way of the birthday list, Irmadale Miller, and I don't know that I've ever known Irmadale, but she has a birthday today. So, happy birthday to her. Krista Bray Miller, was a member of and active, and I know, and she is New York now. So, happy birthday, Krista. I bet you she's watching us on the internet. Stephanie Weifenbach has a birthday on Saturday. You remember Stephanie comes with Susan and Aretha Johnson. And she used to be a little girl with the children's moment, and now she's a young woman, and we're very proud of her. Other birthdays, anniversaries, celebrations. A hard day with some losses, and a hard day with some of the concerns that we've lifted, and yet in the midst of that as well, we have birthdays, we have anniversaries, we have celebrations of people and people gathering and people doing good works. And Carol Danielson brought in goodies you would not believe. It's just a veritable smorgasbord, and they're full of goodies to eat. I haven't actually seen them, but I just know Carol, so. We are a blessed congregation, amen. Anything else? By way of prayers, concerns, the office is closed. On Monday, it is President's Day. Would this be Lincoln, Washington, or Bush, or Obama, or Clinton, or what? Whose birthday is it? Okay, it's all right. So anyway, the office will be closed. All right, anything else? If not, let's turn to our unison prayer. Let us read responsively. God of mercy, turn your countenance upon us. Help us to see the scriptures with fresh understanding. Hear our prayers, Lord. Instruct us in your love for us and your desire for us to love our neighbors. Show us clear paths. Illustrate paths of faithfulness and service. Reassure our doubts and our fears. Lord, you bless us with your unconditional love. Hear us gathered as we offer here and now our thanks. Amen. I invite you to a moment of silent meditation in preparation for prayer. Loving Lord God, thank you for gathering with us. Thank you for the heritage of your care, for the generations of faithfulness that you have been with humanity, for the very creation around us, for the sun and the grass and the trees and the flowers, and for the snow and the ice, for water that waters our planet, for the water that waters the mountains, for all of the blessings that you bring to us. Lord, we so often take so much for granted. Remind us, regale us with the reality of your nature. Startle us with the love of neighbors that reach out to us, and the care that we show one for another, and for the care that others show for one another in following you. Lord, thank you. Thank you for the heritage of this church and the fellowships. Thank you for Pastor Neo, for our lay leaders, Mark Doctor and Nalo Calamini. Thank you for the ways that you have blessed us and have grown this building. provided this place for us to stand to do the ministry of Jesus Christ. We've come, we gather, we lift prayers, we have concerns in our communities, we have concern in our world, in our nation, in our city. We have concerns in our lives. And Lord, you are present to all of those. We give you thanks. We give you thanks, Lord, for your Son, Jesus Christ, who came and who has redeemed us and who stands as an advocate for us, who is teaching us, guiding us, and inspiring us through his love of us to love one another. Lord, as we come and as we gather, we have lifted silent prayers as we have lifted these prayers aloud. And we know that you hear those and are present to us. Continue, Lord, to nudge us into faithfulness, to guide us back onto the paths when we stray, to offer up your forgiveness when we are truly remorseful. And Lord, hear us. Hear us as we gather as a people praying with all of your children around the world, the Lord's Prayer, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Miss Colleen, if you would offer us up a sweet, sweet spirit.
I don't know if you realized last week when we were, Pastor Peter was doing the sermon, he had a little bit of trouble because I inadvertently took off with his cheat sheet here on the scripture. So if you'll join me today, I promise to leave it up here for him. And I will read to you from Luke 6, 17 through 26, blessings on the poor and woes on the riches. Please stand if you're able. He came down with them and stood on a level place with a great crowd of his disciples and a great multitude of people from all Judea, Jerusalem, and the coast of Tyre and Sidon. They had come to hear him and to be healed of their diseases, and those who were troubled with unclean spirits were cured. And everyone in the crowd was trying to touch him, for the power came out from him and healed all of them. Then he looked up at his disciples and said, Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of heaven, a kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, when they exclude you, revile you, and defame you on the account of the Son of Man. Rejoice on that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven, for that is how their ancestors treated the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is how their ancestors treated the false prophets. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Could we have the kids come up and Stephanie and Holly's here, so do the video.
Thanks for watching Live Tree Kids.
There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus.
Thank you. Oceana was looking at me like, what are you doing up there? I'm not a dancer, Oceana. We did not sing on eagle's wings either of our hymns this morning, but after the Super Bowl last week, I was wondering, should we have sung on eagle's wings? I don't know if that's politically correct or not. I didn't have a dog in that fight, but I was just thinking how much we could have done that. Do you know good storytellers? Some families, some people are really good storytellers, and some people are not good storytellers at all. My mom and dad were both good storytellers, so I think maybe, I hope that I got that from them. But my dad could take and spin a yarn and walk you into it, and it just, he knew how to just build it just exactly right, and so he was good at that. I have some friends who cannot tell a story and tell especially a fun, humorous story, even if you write it out for them ahead of time. There are a few people like that. So I don't know which one you view yourselves to be. Is it something that you're gifted with or an innate skill or is it learned? I don't know. The reason I bring that up is the Gospels. Do you remember there are four Gospels? Do you remember what they are? Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. You remember those? Okay. We think that Mark was written first. He reported what happened. That's Mark's gospel. If you pay attention to it, you don't have the words of Jesus. You don't have everything fleshed out. We don't have much about the birth narrative. We don't have a lot of interpretation of what happened at the cross. Mark is just, he's a good reporter. Just the facts, ma'am, just the facts. But today we listen to Luke, the Sermon on the Plain. How many of you have heard of the Sermon on the Mount? Okay, this is the same thing, but you see, Matthew just has this, he's a great storyteller. It's going to be a little bit grander because he tells it from this mountaintop, you see. It's the same thing. We call it the Beatitudes. Do you know why it's called the Beatitudes? Blessed be this, blessed be that, the Beatitudes. John, is he a good storyteller? I think actually some of the greatest stories are in John, but they are about a whole different purpose. They're about saying why Jesus is and who he is and his divinity. It doesn't talk about the virgin birth. You remember Mary and the baby and the manger and Joseph none of that's in John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Everything that came into being in the beginning was with the Word, and the Word, Jesus Christ, with God, one and the same. So John is teaching us theologically about who Jesus is and how that is all about that. What about Jesus? Was he a great storyteller? Now think about that a minute. Think about, have you ever heard of a parable? In this gathering, I would hope that some of you have heard some parables. How many parables did Jesus teach? It's a trick question. The answer can range anywhere from 25 to 50, depending upon how you classify a parable and where you, how you define all of that and put it together. But think about some of the parables of Jesus. What's your favorite parable? The one society knows the most probably the Good Samaritan. Intriguingly, most people know what a Good Samaritan is. Colorado has a Good Samaritan law. Did you know that? If you're in some situation, there's been an accident, and you come across someone and you try and help them, and you do your best, regardless of what that is, you cannot be sued because you're trying to be a good Samaritan. There were cases where people tried to help someone and inadvertently did something. They get sued, and it made people not want to help. So Colorado has the Good Samaritan law, and it's about someone taking care of somebody else. But they don't know the whole story about the Good Samaritan. The Samaritans were despised and outcast, and you don't associate with. And he is the one that cares for the man who's been robbed and beaten and left naked in the ditch. So that's one of the parables. Think a minute again. I'll give you just a couple seconds to think about other parables and what your the prodigal son. That was my number two. How about that? The prodigal son, and that's another one that's kind of, some people get that all, they think the prodigal son is the favorite son, but the prodigal son is the one that goes off and squanders his inheritance on dissolute living. I love that word. I think it's the only place I get to use the word dissolute. Dissolute living. Some of us know what that is. Some of us are aware. We won't go down that path too far. I think the parable of the mustard seed ranks right up there. If you have faith as much as even the seed, the little tiny seed, you have a lot of faith. The parable of the rich man and Lazarus. There was a rich man and Lazarus. He went by him every day, coming in and feasting, and Lazarus starving and ill. And the rich man, he doesn't go up, he goes down. And he says, Lord, let me tell my brothers and warn them that they need to be good or they're going to end up here in hell with me. And no, they have the law and the prophets to teach them. The word is out there. You know what you should be doing. They know what they should be doing. Everybody knows care and compassion, the rich man and Lazarus. What are the others? Think about that and think about your favorite ones and how Jesus told these stories. He was a good storyteller. And those stories become pivotal to the ethos of our ethics, how our nation is and what we believe and who we are and whose we are. And sometimes they become eroded, and we need to be careful and watch for those. Care for the sojourners, those foreigners in our land who've come, who are escaping persecution. Remember, Jesus and Mary and Joseph had to flee to Egypt when Herod sought to kill Jesus. And care for the sojourners. Anyway, today we're Diana read the Sermon on the Plain. It isn't on a mountain like Matthew had it, but it's pretty good. It's on the plain, and the Beatitudes and the woes and the blessed bees and wonderful things. Blessed be. Those who are hungry now will be filled. Those who are hungry, those who are poor will, those who are hated, those who are sad. And Jesus isn't telling us to try and be that. One might read that and say, well, if I'm going to be blessed, I should be hungry and I should be poor and I should be sad all the time so that I'll be happy. That's not the parable at all. That's not what Jesus is saying. He's simply speaking that they are blessed, those who are afflicted, those who are less fortunate. There is another facet to that that we need to be aware of, and that is in Jesus' time, if anything went wrong, if you were sick or if you were poor, it was because you had sinned and God did not bless you. God was punishing you. You see, that's why when somebody sneezes, what do we say? God bless you, to try and cast out that sin, which is the sickness, you see. If you're blessed by God, then you won't be ill. You could say it in German, Gesundheit, but the same thing. It's that idea that all illness is because we're bad. And so here are those people who are sad or hungry or poor. And Jesus is saying, no, blessed be those because they will be filled and they will laugh. There is Jesus's clear beatitudes, how to be, who to be, and where to be. And they don't stand on their own. They stand in the Hebrew tradition. The Hebrew laws call for care of those who are less fortunate. If you're a farmer, you don't pick all of your crop. You leave a little bit for the gleaners, those poor ones that will come along afterwards and pick up what's left. There should be some for even those. You take care of those who are foreigners in your land, who are escaping persecution and who need care and love and support. Yahweh, God, has a special place for widows and orphans. Those are people without any, there was no use for them in Jesus' time. If you were a widow, tough luck. No support, no rights, no standing. You were just excess personalities. And the same thing with orphans. You had no place, no ability to even have any rights. And so God reaches out to those who are less fortunate. This Sermon on the Plain, the Beatitudes stand on the back of that. It's a radical idea that Jesus is talking about, that blessed be those who are not fortunate. Not that they're sinners, but because they will be prospered. God will care for them. God loves them, and we should love them. It is teaching an idea of compassion. Compassion, and that is not a universal idea. I remember meeting with a couple of guys one day. I don't remember what we were doing, but they were talking, and the one fellow says, well, I'm not giving up anything of mine. I worked hard for it, I earned it, and it's mine, and I'm not sharing it with nobody no how. Earned it with my good hard back, hard working my hands and my back. And I thought about that, and I thought, I'm glad you have a strong back and that you have a land that you can work. God blessed you with those things. God gave you, through God's grace, gifted you with those things to be able to do things. God gifts us with riches to be able to assist others who are in need. God gifts us with telephones to call each other and to text one another. It's the new way of being in care, isn't it? Thinking of you. Did anybody text any other Valentines this last Valentine's Day? I didn't. I should have. What an opportunity. I missed the chance to text someone. Compassion is not something that we come by naturally. Is it an animal instinct to be competitive? I don't know. I have seen both sides of that. I've seen puppies gathered together, and some of them are not compassionate at all. The biggest will pick on the runt. And I've seen other examples of puppies taking care of each other, and dogs raising kittens, and cats raising puppies, and all kinds of interesting things happening there. I don't know how it all works, but I know that we as human beings are called to be compassionate. The rich man and Lazarus. The rich man isn't condemned because he's wealthy or because he has lots to eat. It's because he doesn't use those in care, in compassion. And Lazarus wasting away at his gate. There's another parable about the guest at the banquet. Do you remember that one? Man goes to the banquet Jesus says, if you are gathered, don't take the seat at the head of the table, but instead sit at the foot of the table. Humility. It's going to be kind of embarrassing if you sit at the head of the table and they come up and say, excuse me, this is reserved for somebody important. It's a simple and a little bit humorous bit of being and how we are to be about being people of humility. And it's not something that we as people of the United States do very well. The woe to the false prophets is an interesting one. The very end of that, when Diana was reading that, blessed be all of the blessings, and the woes to those, and the woe to the false prophets. And it has always been the case, according to Jesus, that there are some who will tell the people what they want to hear. They are not speaking for God, necessarily, but they are speaking for their own edification, for their own profit, and because they want the popularity. But prophecy may not be welcomed. Sometimes, in fact, speaking God's words of truth is not popular at all. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you, revile you, and defame you on account of the Son of Man. So here we have the Beatitudes. Diana read the Old Testament reading. You are aware that was the very first psalm. That's Psalm 1. We don't always get to dive in and know where we are in the Psalms. There's a lot of Psalms. How many Psalms are there? 150? Exactly? You sure there are not 149 or 151? Lots of psalms out there. Happy are those whose delight is in the law of the Lord. And on the Lord's laws they meditate day and night. They are like trees planted by a stream of water. They yield their fruit in a season, and their leaves do not wither. In all that they do, they prosper. The wicked are not so, but are like the chaff that the wind drives away. It's a simple state of being. Be with the Lord and find the happiness, the joy, the nurture the growth and the life and the vitality, and share that. And I think that's one of those other important, is it a parable when Jesus said, I give you a new commandment, love one another. Love one another. Let's do that. Let's stand on the promises. Stand if you will. Diana's going to lead us, number 374 in your hymnal on the screen.
Standing on the promises of Christ, my King, through eternal ages let his praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises of God, my Savior, I'm standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises that cannot fail. When the howling storms of doubt and fear assail, by the living word of God I shall prevail. Standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises of God, my Savior, standing on the promises of God, my Savior, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises I cannot fail, listening every moment to the Spirit's call. Resting in my Savior as my all in all, standing on the promises of God, standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior, standing, standing. I'm standing on the promises of God.
You know, it's interesting to think back over history. I remember the very first church I served in 1987. I can hear that congregation singing that. That was one of their bedrock hymns. And I can remember another preacher who preached on that, and he says, standing on the promises is not the same as loitering on the premises. So be aware, standing on the promises, and may God inspire us, lead us, bring us joy, bring us life, and prosper us in his love. Amen?
Amen.
Let's join hands. Let's sing our closing.
Around you, everywhere, everywhere.
And God's people said,
Amen. Amen.